The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Following EFB's 3-2 win at home to Hobart, I'm joined by Michael, Anna's, Sven, and the man that cannot be named on the podcast for legal reasons is with us as well. Michael, 3-2 victory at home, an important win. What was your views on the game?
First of all, a very important win.
Yeah.
And when that is said, first half was a bit forth and back, quite equal. We were pretty aggressive, made the high pressure, so their 5-3-2 became a 5-3-2, another 3-5-2, so that was pretty important. To begin with, from the second half, you could see their wingbackers was pushed ahead 20 meters, and they immediately scored on that to 1-1, and second goal was a terrible defensive situation where they made a goal kick that jumped the entire field, didn't touch anybody, and they had a goal from that. Mm. Terrible marking. Out from nothing, I don't know how, but the 19-year-old lad here, Julius Beck, coming in from loan from Spezia, made two brilliant assists for Bure. Very nice banana kick from the left side into him.
A beautiful kick from the outside of the boot. Great ball into the box. And luckily that our man in the middle there missed it,
yes. And it would have happened without Ladefoot being in there to take off the pressure from the centre back. And the last one, he did the exact opposite solution, going to the back line and do a cutback to Laus and bringing it up to the opposite corner. Beauty, absolute beauty. So not a good game, not a well-played game, but it was 3 points, and it was three very important points after three losses in a row, with two in the league and one in the cup. Yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, obviously the game exploded into life, didn't it, in the last sort of 5 minutes. Two goals in 2 minutes, which made the difference there. And as you mentioned there, the youngster Beck, who came on and made a real difference there. And as what are your thoughts on Beck's performance, you know, off the bench and made a real difference, didn't he?
Just what Michael said. No, it was, this game was the first 10 minutes, and the last 5 minutes was the most important. The rest was shit. I only remember this game because it's the first game we had three different captains.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. And I said to the man who cannot be named on the podcast for legal reasons, that during the game, you know, it was turning quite scrappy, wasn't it?
We can't mention the name, but he's sitting next to us and he's having a beer.
Yes, he's not involved in the podcast, yeah. But we still won't mention his name, it's fine. I think, obviously the youngster came on and made a huge difference, didn't he? And that was probably that one bit of quality that we were missing throughout the game that turned up in those last, 86 and 88 minutes to get those two goals.
We got Tim Fredericks. He was running his ass out. He was doing very, very well, and then he was taking out, and we got some of the youngsters in, and that made a difference. Yeah. So, but it was, as Michael said, it was not a good game, not a beautiful game.
Not a classic, not one we're going to watch back with any positivity. But look, the result was the most important thing. And I think I said to you a couple of weeks back that it feels like a long time ago since we had that run of, six wins in a row. Yeah. And obviously since then things have dropped off a little bit. And before the game, I showed you the league table, and we were sitting in sixth position, I think it was, wasn't it?
Sixth before this game, yeah. And now we're four, right?
I haven't looked, but it was important, as Michael said, to keep up with that pack at the top, wasn't it? And does it give us that hope that we can still get that second position, or is that a distant dream, do you think?
It definitely gives us some hope to keep in the top six for the winter break. There's three games left. Yep. We have one home, two
home,
away.
Two away, yeah.
Yeah.
We're back in February, is that right? Yeah. End of February.
February. Yeah. Then we have four games more until we split up the division and top six and bottom six, where it actually kicks off. But my hopes are that we will do We'll do good run here in the end. Come up with yeah, let's say 10, 12 points in the last four games. Mm-hmm. Then we'll be in top three, without a doubt. And we can have a good transfer window in the Christmas season, and also keep the players we want to keep.
Yep.
We won't be forced to sell Bohan if we are in win top three. Then we can keep him and let him go for free in the summer. I don't want to sell anybody, to be fairly honest. I don't want to sell anybody. I think we have good.
We need the money.
We have no. We don't need any money. That's pennies in this. If we can promote, I know that everybody says we're not ready to promote, but if we can promote, then there's a lot of cash in that. And salaries are pretty low, so I wouldn't, as it has been mentioned in other podcasts, I wouldn't put in all money to keep Bohan in Esbjerg. If he doesn't want to be here, let him go, but don't let him go until we don't need him anymore.
Yeah.
So keep him for half a year if there's any opportunities and any possibilities that can do a difference. But as you saw today, we also we had Julius Beck coming in the center midfield together with Strunk and Lausen, doing a great performance there for the second game in a row. We also have Breki coming in, Baldursson doing a great performance coming in, 18 years old, doing
he's
doing a difference and playing with his chest in the front. He's going to be good and very good and not be in the Danish league for more than two more years, I believe. He's Breki Baldursson, the Icelandic wonder kid. He's going to be good.
Now I'm not the host, but I'm asking, who do you think we'll compete against for the promotion? OB is in the lead, I know, but who will we compete for the second place?
OB's gone, they're gone, and hopefully they're gonna keep it like that and also win against Fredericia today.
Yeah.
Fredericia, they are just scored 2-1. Fredericia, they're always gonna fuck up. They've been in this league for 23 years, I believe. So they won't promote. They won't relegate. They'll keep it here. Good for them.
They're making a mile.
Yeah. We're gonna head up against Horsens. Maybe Hvidovre if they can get something going. Have a good winter transfer window. And Hillerød has played some good football, in my opinion. But I don't think they're getting there. So Horsens is definitely the yellow bastards to go after.
Yeah. Well, a lot can change, obviously, after the winter break. And you and I were talking during the second half about away games we'd like to go to. And hopefully we're in that top six so we can go to OB. And, unfortunately not Middelfart again. But
that was a great game.
It was good memories.
Mike can remember, but it was a great game.
Yeah, I revisited that podcast. That was... Was that a podcast?
I can't remember. It was, but that was good fun. But
on the bench just outside the stadium.
That's right, yeah, outside the trees.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But look, you mentioned the transfer window there. What's most important for EFB this transfer window? You obviously mentioned about not selling players, but where do we need to strengthen it? Are there any sort of areas you think that we need to bring players in particular?
If they keep the team as it is right now, then no. They have a good... a good starting 11 for the first division, and they got some quite good talent at bench. Mm-hmm. But I think they should keep going. They were placed in the second division last year. They should keep looking at that second division. There's a lot of talent down there,
picking the cream of the crop from that league. Yeah.
Exactly. And then picking up Julius Beck from Spezia. That's a huge transfer. I know it's only a loan with the option of a purchase, but
there is an option, is there?
Yes, okay. That's at least what I've heard.
Cool.
But players like that, also what we did with Matthias Jørgensen when he came over from the States. There's obviously some people in the background of Esbjerg FB that are doing a very good job. So I hope they can continue on that route. I can't tell any players that I would like on the team, but I'm sure there's somebody way better than me to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, from my point of view, I think sort of defensively, you know, we've got a very young defensive line, haven't we? And personally, I like a bit more experience in that back line there. Someone who can sort of rally people and tell people where to be. But, I couldn't sort of recommend anyone in particular. But look, reasons to be positive, a victory, a very important win, 3 points which pushes us a little bit further up the table, which is good, and certainly enjoyed those last 4 minutes of that game, didn't we? That was great today.
That was great.
Yeah. So look, thanks very much for listening. At Six Point Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Hopefully we'll have a few more podcasts coming your way in the next few weeks, including maybe one from Poland next weekend. Who knows? I'm in Poland next weekend. Yeah, just for the, I'm just there for the strip club. So and for the football, obviously, and the beer, and the £6.73 ticket for the game, which I've got as well. So yeah, but thanks for listening. Enjoy the victory and up the EFB.
The Six Pointer Podcast.